one of the books that I'm connected with on my website. You'll see in the lecture appearances section that there are three books coming out this year, and one of them is A New View of the Betty and Barney Hill Case by Kathleen Marden, who's Betty.
Why a new view, Stan?
Well, look, the event took place in 61. I mean, the title is actually Captured, the Betty and Barney Hill UFO Experience. I'm the co-author with Kathleen. It'll be out by August anyway.
Which is a great story, by the way. It's one of the best I've ever heard, ever.
Well, it's a great story. And Kathleen, because she's Betty's niece, Betty died a couple of years back. Kathleen has access to correspondence. A lot of stuff has never been published about the case. The big book was John Fuller's book in the mid-1966. Well, it's 40 years ago. So we need to look at it. And I also put more information about the star map work and the criticisms of the work and my criticisms of the criticisms, if you will. And I'm looking forward to that because hopefully it'll bring more people out of the closet. But there's a second book, which is much more ominous in a way, actually a third. The second one is Jesse Marcel Jr.'s book, Roswell, It Really Happened. That'll be out at festival time, and I'll be there in Roswell. Come on down, George, have a ball.
Do you know the, I met a fellow who heads up that for the city of Roswell, and he asked me to do a show there around the 4th of July. So I might do that.
I'll get in on the 4th and until the 8th anyway. And I was there for the 50th anniversary celebration.
You were the Grand Marshal in the parade, weren't you?
Yeah, I've done that. It's fun.
I remember that.
You wave at the kids and they wave back. That book will be out. But the third one is the one that makes you wonder. It's called, the latest title is Shoot Them Down by Frank Fascino Jr. And it's the summer of 52. That's not a romantic title. The title is probably Shoot Them Down because we've done a lot of digging. I wrote the foreword and the epilogue and helped Frank with some of the research. And in the summer of 52, the U.S. government gave orders to military interceptor pilots to shoot them down if they don't land when instructed to do so. Now, you can think of all kinds of cartoons, George. I know that.
Yes, you can.
But an ominous side of that is not only a statement from a general that we've scrambled hundreds of airplanes and haven't been able to do that, but I've heard at least 7 reports of interceptor planes that got, as the New York Times put it, disintegrated, disappeared, in the summer of 52 and later. As a matter of fact, the head of the American Rocket Society, a guy named Farnsworth, wrote a letter to President Truman saying he didn't think that the approach of shooting them down was a good idea. Not very friendly. But the point is, how many more pilots, if I've heard of 7 cases, how many more pilots have never made it back that we haven't been told about?
Exactly.
That's why I use the word ominous. And, you know, people think, you mean the government could keep that secret? Nah, sure they could. There were 166 men and reconnaissance planes probing the Soviet Union, China, and North Korea back in the 40s, 50s, 60s mostly, who disappeared, and their families were all lied to until the year 2001. There's a book, By Any Means Necessary, by Mr. Burroughs, which is chilling in the fact that the families were all lied to. And that's scary stuff. Maybe that's one of the reasons they don't want to tell us what's going on.